There was a request on that beach ball down there as it rolled up at Max feet right there.
Wow.
It'd be like that little basket rolling up the river to Moses, and he picks it up. No, he was in the basket. Let me get that. Okay. Let's forget that. Okay.
It's pretty educational stuff you got.
Well, I know. We're in a highly educated audience out here. Yes.
I know.
That's why they're going to like this, because I'm turning it over to this man right now. Yeah.
I hope to be worthy.
Oh, God, yes. Okay. So, anyway, I don't think we ever played this. Did we ever play this before?
I've never played this here before.
You've never played this song here before?
Nope.
Okay. All right. This is going to be good, and I'm going to let him explain the whole thing. It's kind of Machiavellian and Shakespearean at the same time. Go.
Okay. First, a little show business inside. Mr. Jimmy Buffett's going to go right over here and have a drink on the side of the stage.
That's correct. I'm not letting this crowd get ahead of me.
He's smart that way. There's only one of those in the world, and we got him here tonight, folks. That's Jimmy Buffett. There's only one. I think this special request, I think, may have come from him, but I'm glad for it either way. This is a little song. One of my heroes, Mr. Duane Allman, wrote this song a long time ago, and I sat around on the porch in Mississippi and tried to figure it out and failed miserably because it's hard. Ask everybody I knew that had a guitar, how do you play this? Nobody knew. Got a little bit better, started playing the state line honky-tonks up in Tennessee because I grew up in a dry county in Mississippi. Couldn't even buy a beer there. Nobody there knew how to play it either. Got a little bit better still, went to the studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And that's where Duane cut his teeth in the studio, so I knew if I got over my bashful nature, some of those folks could tell me why I can't figure this song out. And sure enough, they did. They're super awesome musicians in Muscle Shoals, and they filled me in. They said, Mac, you can't figure it out because it's two guitars, you idiot. I'm not especially bright, but I'm stubborn, and I keep at it, and I got this up to about 65%, and that's what's allowed Mr. Buffett to give me the stage for a second here. We haven't been here in a long time, and we're grateful to be back. And I gotta say, on behalf of the Coral Reefers, how much it means to play music with people, for people again. God bless you all for hanging in. This is Little Martha with a Big Mac on the side. Thank you so much. Thank y'all so much.
I enjoyed that song, and I really enjoyed my little drink over there, too. Thanks, Mac. Yeah. That shows you why I'm 10 years CMM. You know what it is. All right.